You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But for now, on the outside, they're currently in Cook's Beach, as reported by RNZ. There are a number of redhead slider turtles on the beach, which are not native to New Zealand. And while they might be cute as pets, they are considered an invasive species and have no native predators in New Zealand. The situation in Cook's Beach has been caused by people dumping their turtles in an effort to get rid of them because they haven't been able to look after them properly. To understand more about why people are doing this and what impact the turtles are having on the local environment, I talked to Donna Moot from Turtle Rescue in Christchurch and started off by asking why people are dumping their turtles. Okay, so I was just going to say, firstly, we've seen an increase in the number of redhead sliders in Cook's Beach, so much so that they've had to set up traps. So, firstly, why do people dump their turtles?
A big reason that people dump turtles is that they start off with a very small little hatchling that they've probably got very cheaply, and they don't realise that they live anything up to 50 and beyond years, which is a long time, but also just how quickly they grow and how much space they need, how much water needs to be changed every week. Turtles are often put in small environments and then the water gets smelly and the people get annoyed and then the turtle gets moved into the garage and it just becomes an increasing problem. And then the turtle will often escape out of its small tank or whatever, or people put it on the lawn for a bit of sun and it just runs away. Or they simply go, this is too much, and they stick it in a local creek thinking, oh, it'll be nice for the turtle to be there, and unfortunately it's not.
And what impact do redhead sliders, which seem to be the problem at Cook's Beach and are quite a common turtle in New Zealand, have on the New Zealand environment?
So there's no actual sort of written evidence. I don't know that anyone's sort of done a whole lot of research into it, but I'm hearing more and more about turtles being found in our environments, and I know that I get many, many turtles that are found miles from, you know, houses, etc., by city councils, or MAF has bought me turtles, and they're living in our waterways, so therefore they're having to eat what's in our waterways. So that'll be our native fish, our native plants. They can quite happily rob, you know, birds' eggs from a nest and drag it back into the water and eat it. I have seen video evidence of turtles catching birds at the water's edge, not necessarily in New Zealand, but I know they're quite capable of that if they're hungry enough. And so they're going to be doing damage to our native flora and fauna while they're out there.
Okay, and one of the other things that they've seen at Cook's Beach is that they've been having eggs hatching. Mm. And so previously it's been sort of understood that people have been able to have redhead sliders and not have eggs hatch because it's too cold here. Mm. So with this new knowledge, do you think we could see any change surrounding whether turtles are able to be sold in New Zealand?
I would hope so. I'm aware that there have actually been people who have had turtles in ponds down here in Christchurch, and it's way colder down here, and that they have unexpectedly also had turtles hatching in the last couple of years. And as our temperatures warm up, this is going to be an increasing problem, and more I've had people contact me saying they're aware that they've got turtles hatching in ponds throughout the country, and that really is a significant issue. Turtles are a very invasive species. The redhead slider is listed in the top 100 most invasive species in the world. And New Zealand's really got to just start knocking this on the head and going, okay, that's it. Redhead slider turtles, the breeders have to stop breeding. We just have to manage what we've got. And it has to be really seen as illegal to be dumping them. And there has to be some consequences for people doing it, because it is going to do damage in the long term.
Okay, and officials are saying they want to rehome all of the turtles that are caught at Cook's Beach. How hard will this be?
So I've already actually been contacted by someone from the Waikato Council, isn't it, about this, and I was able to direct them to a rescue in north of Auckland. I don't know whether they contacted her, but I did say that if turtles were caught, depending on the numbers, that yes, I would be prepared to take them down here and get them rehomed into ponds, which have good fences to stop them escaping.
And are people wanting to take on turtles as their pets?
I have many turtles here waiting for homes, and I do get some amazing people who will take them on as pets, and I'm very, very careful as to where that turtle is going, and that's why at the moment I have sort of just under 100 turtles all up here. About 70 of them are waiting for new homes, and they could wait for a number of years, but I'm hopeful that eventually a lot of them will be rehomed.
Okay, and what should people do if they find a turtle just wandering about?
So the first thing they need to do is to contain it and also be aware that they bite. So to do everything with that turtle from the rear end, pick it up from the rear end, pick it up with a good strong grip like you're picking up a hamburger, and contain it. Get it in a box, a washing basket, the boot of a car, something like that, so that they can remove it from the wild and get hold of their local SPCA or council or a rescue. And once they've got the turtle, it could be put in shallow water, just enough to kind of cover it, like in a bath or a tub or something like that, to rehydrate it, keep it out of the sun because they can overheat, and find somewhere for that to be able to go, but must keep it contained.
Okay, and are there any other comments you'd like to make?
Just that it's interesting that this has become such a problem up there. I was unaware of this until just recently, but it doesn't surprise me with the amount of turtles that I'm aware that are being dumped, and the fact that we've still got breeders happily selling them and posting them all over the country. It does not surprise me that this is going to be an increasing problem.
That was Donna Moot from Turtle Rescue, which is based out in Christchurch, talking about red-headed slider turtles at Cook's Beach.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.